Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
First, we will celebrate here, and then I will allow you guys to have a good laugh at my expense through my son, okay?
Oh, this is one of my favorite things.
I know that'll excite you, all right? So I told you guys a couple of weeks ago that my son that goes to SCAD was going through his very first breakup, and it was really tough on him. So I left and just went down there and hung with him for a couple of days just to make sure he was okay. You guys remember that feeling, man, that very first breakup? God, just feels like the whole world is ending. God, you got those feelings in your chest. You wake up in the morning, she or he is the first thing that you think about all day long until one day you wake up and for 1 minute you didn't think about them. And then it's 2 minutes and it's 3 minutes. He was going through all that. I'm like, man, I don't want him to do that by himself. So I get in the car and I go hang with him, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been checking with him, obviously, to make sure he's doing well. So I hit him with a text a few days ago, and it was, hey, how you feeling emotionally? And he said, I'm feeling a little bit better. And he also wrote, sorry this is late, because, you know, as kids do, you text them at 8 in the morning, they hit you back 2 days later. And he wrote, gonna head to set tomorrow, because I got the lead in a student film.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
That's a really big deal, because, man, if you have any attachment to this industry at all, the film industry stage, you know that these auditions are brutal. And it is time and time again that you are getting turned down after turned down after turned down. And if you don't build some grit or have a really thick skin, it could really get to you.
And Hayden's been auditioning since he was little.
So much, man. Now, a lot of this is also political when it comes to colleges. They tend to hire the ones that they know, which is okay. You know, I understand it. That's how the industry works also.
You need connections, man.
And I think that he's learning that lesson also. But this one really needed to be celebrated because it was his first lead role. His first lead role. And this is his senior year. Could you believe he's graduating in 1 month?
Are you? Oh, wow.
Next month is over, man. He's heading back to Atlanta on Friday and then one semester left. So he gets his first lead role and I'm all excited about it, right? I'm like, oh my God, amazing. Congrats. Tell me all about it. This is so Hayden. I can't even believe it. Rebecca, you're going to love this. He just writes, horror movie, insecure guy, goes to a cabin in the woods with the girl he likes because he wants a wizard to take away all his insecurities so he can be worthy in his mind of being with the girl he likes. He talks to the wizard's assistant, eventually finds out there are people in the basement. Turns out the assistant is the wizard, but he's not a wizard. He's actually a demon. And the guy just accidentally made a deal with the devil. Demon creates a doppelganger of the guy without his insecurities, and the one and that one gets to go home with the girl while the real one stays trapped in the house forever.
Wow.
Okay.
And he writes, I'm the insecure guy. So he landed his first gig.
Congrats.
Which I thought was really, really great, because for 4 years, man, I mean, I keep having to tell him over and over and over again, and I don't know that I would have had this grit. Even though the words were coming out of my mouth, getting turned down time and time again and then not being told why you're not getting the part has got to be so frustrating, because I don't know if legally they can't tell you anymore. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but they're like, you may never even hear back from them. Mm. So he's been gutting it out and gutting it out and gutting it out. And on the cusp of this breakup, or I should say right after the breakup, when he's feeling so down, I was so proud of him because he picked himself up and went to an audition. So that was the win, which is really what I told him. That's the win right there, is like just moving forward, small little baby steps, right? So he gets up because his instinct was to lay in bed all day, even though he had finals and he knew he couldn't do that, which he was also getting up for, which I was very proud, because you're hit with something like that, so emotional, you could let the world go right by you, but the world doesn't wait for you.
No, life doesn't stop.
No, so I told him that. So not only did he get up and audition, but he got the part. So I hope you learned a whole bunch of different things about that. Okay, so that's the celebration part. Second part of this is way more fun, and I can't even come down on him for this. So he hits me yesterday, and he says, hey, can you talk tonight? And generally, oh, hold on a second. This is Kelly. This is one of Hayden's former teachers. Hey, hello. Kelly, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Or should we call you?
Sorry, go ahead.
Should we call you Miss Kelly, since you're one of Hayden's former teachers?
You can call me Miss Johns. This is Kelly Johns.
Oh, my God. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was one of Hayden's former teachers, and I just wanted to say how proud I am of him because I'm also an actor. So I know what goes into all of this, and I know all about waiting kind of for that big break. So I'm just so proud that he really stayed persistent, and I'm excited to see the film when it comes out.
Thank you. I will send him this call because I know he'll be very proud of himself. So thank you for calling.
Of course. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you. It's a brutal field, man. It really is. And you got to handle rejection after rejection, and the Weisses don't do that well. So I get a text from him saying, hey, can you talk tonight? And I know that means one of two things. He needs money or he needs help. All right. So, our schedules just didn't line up yesterday while I'm in the car going to Hollis's game. He was in school, so I didn't get to talk to him yesterday. But when I got to Hollis's soccer game, my ex-wife Stacy was there, and she says, did you have a chance to catch up to Hayden today? And I'm like, no, we've been texting back and forth, but we haven't. And she's like, she looks down, she kind of starts to giggle, and she goes, he got his scooter stolen.
No.
Okay, so through the course of the last 3.5 years, Hayden has gone through, and this is where I can't even give him a hard time, because of my traffic accidents and boat accidents, I've had to take away his car, he crashed a bike, and now he's gone through 3 scooters.
3 scooters?
3? Oh, remember the one a couple of weeks ago he got hit by a car?
Right, it was the hit and run.
Right, the hit and run. The other one got, I can't even remember how that one got ruined. And this one, I'm not even sure if he put a lock on it or not, but this one's stolen.
Maybe you do need to lock him in a basement to keep him safe.
Serious. I can't even come down on him because of all the accidents I've had with my car that I can't even go like, dude, you got to be more responsible. Because I'm the one that's driven my truck into a garage. Yeah. 3 different times.
You know what this
3 scooters, a bike, and a car, you know, in 3.5 years.
It reminds me of that commercial back in the day when the dad comes in and he found the pot under his kid's bed or whatever. And he's like, where? I learned it from you,
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, 100%.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No